All the World's a Stage. Culture Page. Activity C.
Hi, I'm Cassie. Welcome to our show, Cinema Picks. Today, we're in New York and we're discussing Ready Player One, the latest Spielberg film, and an adaptation from Ernest Cline's book of the same name. Klein has been a writer since 1996, but he has also performed as a slam poet for the last decade. Ready Player One, his first book, is a science fiction novel. The story is set in the year 2045, and the world has not changed for the better. An energy crisis and global warming are causing social and economic chaos. The only escape for everyone is The Oasis, a free virtual internet game. Ben, you've just seen Ready Player One. What do you think about it?
Hi, Cassie. Well, in my opinion, it was a great film, very entertaining. I was really into it. I think the actors were convincing. I felt connected. And the story has really captured my imagination.
What about you, Alexa?
Hi, Cassie. Well, I don't agree with Ben, sorry. To me, it was annoying, and the cast was awful. The actress playing Artemis sounded so fake.
Have you read the book it's based on?
I haven't, but I've just bought it. The story is very thought-provoking, and I hope there will be more details than in the film.
I haven't decided about reading the book yet, but I don't think I will, because I know what happens now. Why read a story when you know how it ends?
Ben, Alexa, thank you for your input. So let's ask the audience, would you read Ready Player One after watching the film?